It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They got four more, but one's a midweek. I think next week's a midweek.
How'd they do?
They drew. They were 2 minutes away from winning.
But as usual, can't get over the hump. What is it? Oh, Caleb McGarry ruled out with a knee injury, believed to be a MCL sprain. So he'll be out for a while.
And Dahlman had an ankle.
And Dahlman had an ankle. Guy fell on him.
Do you have a timeline on that one?
They said he's going to miss some time.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, man.
You saw what it looked like yesterday.
Yeah.
You have a little bit of time. You should look a little better.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
Stuff.
Dahlman had been really good.
He's been really good. He has played really, really well.
And so, I mean, you come in there with the
backup. He's not great, so you probably take him for granted a little bit, right?
Right. He's not thought of as one of the best.
He's played well this season.
No, I know, but you almost just like, yeah, he's doing his job sort of thing, not look at how much he's actually impacting the line.
Mm-hmm.
And since fucking Chris Lindstrom twice a game just lets a guy go through, we probably just spotlighted Dahlman helping out there a little bit.
I'm assuming that Taylor Swift wasn't there last night.
I heard someone say that she was.
Because they didn't show her on TV once.
They did not show her. But I also heard that she was there, which makes no sense. So I don't believe it.
They didn't talk about her or show her.
No. Nothing at all.
I don't think I've watched a Chiefs game since they started dating where that was the case.
Something's going on, though, because he's not playing well.
He is not playing well.
He's not playing a lot.
Right. They're not targeting him.
He's not playing well. And he's not
36?
He's not playing a lot. That's why I kept looking. I was like, damn, Kelce out the game again. But like the other young guys.
Did he just hit the
ball?
I mean, it happens at some point.
It happens.
I feel like we've also said this about him, and then the playoffs rolls around,
and then he fucking goes bonkers.
Right.
You know how Gronk would just sit out 10 weeks and then come back and give me the ball in the fucking playoffs, and it'll be fine.
And watch out.
There's some of that.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. The only difference though is there was a couple moments he should have had that catch yesterday. And great play by Bates, but he makes that catch normally. He wraps the ball up, and he's not in there very much.
Oh my God, Juju was there.
Yeah.
No.
Some of the Falcons members.
They forgot
the
Juju was there too on that catch that he had.
What the hell? Oh, it was bad communication because they were passing it off. The guy who was getting passed off to, he just hesitated that 1 second.
Yep.
But it looked great. I mean, all the whole scene, the Monday night, the view and everything, it looked cool. That damn roof, that aerial shot they had of the roof open, was cool as hell.
I thought the whole broadcast was very. You know, if the week before people were upset that it felt like it was a bit more Philadelphia-centric, last night was a pretty solid celebration of Arthur Blank and how excited people are for this team and all that. Kind of sucks that they weren't able to pay it off, but it was a good football game.
It was.
The first half was great. It was just pure action. I know the Chiefs went on really long drives, but it was just I didn't feel like there was very many moments in the first half where it was dragging or anything. There were times in the second half where it was all right, Falcons can't really do this right now. You know, Chiefs aren't doing much offensively. And then fourth quarter, it got better. But I just overall, it was an entertaining game.
Yeah. I mean, separate of the results and whatever, two straight weeks, the Falcons in prime time have delivered pretty good games.
Yes.
Sure.
So that's something.
And all three games, there's been the ball in Kirk Cousins' hands with a chance to win the game.
Yeah.
They did it against the Eagles. Great drive. They had two pretty good drives, and the second one was more penalty-aided than anything, but two pretty good drives in the fourth quarter that got them in the red zone. They just couldn't pay it off. That's why you get him to win those games.
Yeah, I think I put something on this on the rundown. You're 1-2, but you should – I at least think you feel pretty good about where you are with two home games against the NFC South opponents.
Who they got next? They got Saints
and then Bucks.
Bucks.
If you find yourself
Carolina, but it's on the road. Right, okay.
I mean, I'm not worried about
– What about those fucking dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking Raiders, man.
Bryce Young's got to be sitting there like,
that's part of it, right?
The fucking Raiders, man. They're always for a fucking letdown.
They're good for a
big ass fucking win.
Yeah.
Week four. Talk your shit, smoke your shit, and then you get your ass beat
by the Panthers.
By the fucking Panthers.
I mean,
and Andy fucking
Dalton. And they got beat.
They got beat down.
Yeah. It was 21-0 like in the first quarter. Yes. Like they got the shit kicked out of them.
What was, I don't know if interesting is the right word, but like, people went out of their way to defend Bryce Young all week in terms of, like, it's not on him, the line, the coaching staff, the development, the this, the that. It's not Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. And then the offense puts up, like, 40 fucking points.
But that's that new energy.
I know.
That shit will come right back.
It's not sustainable. I get that. But it's still not a good look.
But it happens. That happens. That happens a whole fucking lot.
Yeah.
That quarterback. The fucking interim head coach first win.
Yeah.
It always happens like that.
They're not going to be good.
They're not going to be fucking
good. It definitely does not.
It's not a good look.
Look good in the for moment.
Andy played more preseason than he did.
He did. And he's played way more football than he has. And he's been fine. Like, Andy Dalton's always been a pretty good quarterback. Like, he's never been great, but he's always been pretty solid. So, like, you put him into a situation like that, it's not surprising to me that he could do better than Bryce Young.
No.
But that's also not, like, that's not the point. Like, the point isn't that Andy Dalton might be better than Bryce Young in week three now. The point is Bryce Young needs to play so he can be better in a year or two. But they fucked that up. So.
Antonio Pierce talking about who? Making personal business decisions.
I don't know who he's talking about.
I don't either.
Because they're like, was he talking about...
A lot of people want it to be Devontae.
Well, he said we're going to make business decisions as well, so we're going to find out, right? Yeah,
and I'm sure there are a couple teams who might be interested.
Whether that's a trade or you don't play much anymore, or I don't know. But, if he follows through on the promise of they were making business decisions, we're going to do the same thing.
Who makes that call? The Jets, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Devontae Adams. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch.
Did the Saints make that call?
I saw the highlights. I didn't watch the game closely enough to see guys not trying or anything like that, but I don't know. I like Antonio Pierce because he says shit like that, though, you know.
Yeah,
I like a coach that's it would have been real easy just to say some cliches, but I like he's not naming people. But
that sounds to me like a coach who's getting fired next year,
maybe.
Like, I don't know, it's just so off brand for other coaches that maybe it just caught me. I love it,
it's great.
It's something.
If everybody said the same bullshit all the time, it'd be boring. I like Antonio Pierce. I don't know if he's a great coach or not, but he's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But he was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
He was talking to somebody. And so I have no clue who he was, but he was.
I mean, like you said, we'll probably know pretty quickly.
Yeah, if they follow through with the threat, then we'll know exactly who he was talking
about.
But
here's the thing. You can't say that publicly. Especially if the team knows who you're talking to.
Everybody knows who he's talking
about
in that locker room.
Fine. Oh, no. Okay, but here's the point.
I was about to say Devontae Adams. I was like,
there's no secret in
but
there
you can't
who he's
now
talking about.
Say that publicly if everyone in that locker room knows who you're talking about and not follow through.
Yeah, but what, whatever that means.
So, no, I don't know what following through means, but you said if he's going to act on it, we'll see. Like, now you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because you've put it out there.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
But if you don't, the whole team knows you're full of shit. To an extent. I'm not,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's like the guy who said he with the Red Solo Cup bit, and then he had to delete his Twitter account. Yeah, everyone knew he was literally,
figuratively. He was not full of shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
What did I miss?
The guy said he was going to eat shit.
Oh, yeah, dumbass.
Yeah. Did he ever eat it?
I don't think so.
I'm not mad at you.
I think he just
I would never be mad at you for going back on eating shit.
I agreed.
Yeah.
I've also seen way too many unlikely outcomes to ever say, like, I'll do something to that level.
It is weird how big of sports fans people are and then at the same time can act like they've never watched a game before.
Yeah.
Like,
would it really surprise you? No, it wouldn't.
Of course not. Any team could lose any game.
James
at any
Madison
point.
Scored 70 against UNC
and gave up 50.
Yeah,
dude, I
never heard of such a thing.
I thought, dude, I swear to you, when I saw that score, I thought they were having like a basketball
game. It had to be
exhibition.
A basketball game.
Yeah, I did. I was like, are they playing basketball?
Dang, UNC got smoked by James Madison.
I was like,
basketball?
I was like, that was a basketball? Like that? Like a.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo, Allbirds, or Skim. systems, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Damn. Some sort of charity offseason.
Dude, that's what I was like. There's no fucking way that they gave up 70 at home.
Yeah.
To anybody.
Yeah, and also scored 50.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one thing to get smoked like 70-7, right?
Right.
Like Ole Miss has done that.
Like teams get beaten out. Now, North Carolina shouldn't be getting beat by James Madison. But yeah, like that happens, non-conference games. Big conference teams beat, you know, scores like that. But I've never seen 70-50.
How are you non-competitive scoring dropping 50?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen like 54-52.
Both teams obviously had to score every drive, right?
Like, for the most part.
For the most part. And maybe some defensive scores. 120 games in 60 minutes is crazy. 120 points in 60 minutes is crazy.
Yeah. It's a crazy game.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I got home just in time to see the Colorado game.
Oh,
Just getting time to get
caught. How can you let that happen?
But Baylor is they're a disaster.
They're awful.
Not, I mean, what Colorado did was amazing, but like they tried to ice it. They kicked a field goal. The guy snap hooked it to go up 10.
Yeah.
Like that would have been game.
Yeah.
He snap hooked it, and then they go down, and they, I mean, Colorado had multiple chances. The Baylor had multiple chances to end that game on that final drive, and it didn't. They just, every chance they had, they fucked it up. Great throw. In overtime, they just march down. Travis Hunter makes the winning tackle. Oh, like, what a savage. 130 yards receiving and the best defensive player on the team. It's crazy.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.